In this video, we will talk about why continuing education strengthens micro-church planters. A micro-church planter may begin with hospitality, prayer, and a burden for people. Those are beautiful beginnings, but ministry grows deeper when the leader remains teachable. 2 Timothy 2:2 gives a multiplication pattern: entrust faithful teaching to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. That means Christian leadership is not only about starting something, it is about being formed so you can form others. Continuing education helps a microchurch planter become stronger in scripture, clearer in doctrine, wiser in relationships, and more prepared for real-life ministry situations. In a small gathering, many needs may surface: grief, conflict, marriage questions, parenting challenges, addiction concerns, loneliness, spiritual confusion, cultural questions, and new believers needing discipleship. The planter does not need to become an expert in everything, but the planter should keep growing. Christian Leaders Institute courses can help planters strengthen their foundation in Christian basics, theology, Bible knowledge, people skills, evangelism, church planting, ministry care, coaching, chaplaincy, officiant training, and soul center readiness. Some students may also pursue Christian Leaders Alliance credentialing or ordination as their calling becomes clearer. A common mistake is thinking, "I launched the microchurch, so I am finished preparing." Actually, launch is only the beginning. Once people trust you, deeper questions will come. Once new believers grow, they will need guidance. Once leaders emerge, they will need training. Once the gathering multiplies, structure becomes even more important. Continuing education also protects humility. It reminds the planter, "I am still learning. I still need mentors. I still need scripture to correct me. I still need the body of Christ." A healthy microchurch planter should ask, "What do I need to learn next for the people God has called me to serve?" The answer may be theology. It may be pastoral care. It may be evangelism. It may be leadership. It may be boundaries or child safety. It may be how to raise up future planters. Small churches need growing leaders. Continuing education keeps the planter rooted, teachable, accountable, and ready for long-term gospel multiplication.